Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf Pei Zoyin. We're holding at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. A lot of this Mishnah we've already learned in our Masechta, so it's very straightforward. Zok the Mishnah, Zeh Choymer Ba'odam Mi Bishar, middle of Pei Zoyin Amud Aleph. Second wide line in the middle of the Aleph. Zeh Choymer Ba'odam Mi Bishar. In the following two ways, if Chas Shalom and Odam is Mazik, it's more Chomor than if a shor is mazik. In which two ways? Number one, she'odam mishalom nezik tzari b'shev is a boishes. He has to pay the hay dvarim, the five different types of compensation. Nezik, that chas v'shalom, he caused damage. Tzar is pain. Ripui is medical bills, paying the doctors, for instance. That's very important. Shevis, of course, means disability, unemployment. Uvoishes means the humiliation. So five different measures of damages by Adam. But this only applies to Adam, not to a shor. So if a shor chas v'shalom goes and causes damage to someone, a shor gores rachman on someone, and he has a terrible stomach ache now, and other damages and problems, he only has to pay nezek. Does not have to go and pay the tzar, the reaper, shevis, or boishes. Why not? Zokt Rashi, because echaba posuk. The Gemara quoted the pasuk a few days ago. Isha sheyiten mum ba'amisoi. Dash the Gemara. Ish ba'amisoi v'loy shor ba'amisoi. Dinim of the other dalid dvorim only apply to other mazik and not to shor mazik. But number two, same thing applies to mishalim d'mei v'lodais. Vos meit d'mei v'lodais. State in the Torah, what happens if you have two men that were fighting and quarreling, and one of them decides to give a zetz, a patch to the other guy, and instead of giving a zetz to the other fellow, unfortunately, v'nogfu isha hara v'yotzu yiladeha. By accident, he hit a pregnant woman, and that pregnant woman, unfortunately, miscarried. V'yotzu yiladeha, v'lo yi'asu in Baruch Hashem, she's alive, but never the children, never the fetuses, never have been killed. What's it in? You have to go and pay kashi yoshis olav bali isha v'nosam plilim. You have to go and pay a certain amount for the demei v'lotis. Zokt into the Mishnah, that's only if two people are quarreling and one person caused this miscarriage. What happens if a behema caused the miscarriage? The behema went and gave a shove, a push to a pregnant woman, and she fell down and nebuch, she miscarried. Shor is potter from pain. What's the reason why? Because it says the pasuk, "Yinatsu anoshim da'ashin imara anoshim v'loi shvarim." Only people and not animals. So therefore, we have two different things. Like the Mishnah fears, "Mishor eni mishalim el nezek." From the five, it only has to pay nezek. Upatim de v'lodais is no thing of paying for the miscarriage of the fetuses. Okay, that was halacha number one. Halacha number two. We had this halacha grada yesterday in the Gemara. Hamakis obvis imay v'le osben chabura. Person is a real wonderful son, and what does he do? Nebuch, he gives a patch both to his father and to his mother. Rachmana litzlan. If chalila v'chas he made a chabura. Chabura means a wound where there is blood. Chas v'sholem. Then the halacha is maki of the imay mois yumas rachmana litzlan. You have to go and kill this child, even though he didn't kill his parents. He just hit the parents. But if he gave them such a wound that caused blood, chas v'sholem, he gets misa. In such a case, what would be the din? He'd be potter from having to pay any of the chamisha dvarim because of the famous halacha of kamalei bederaba minay. But since he didn't make a chabura, then he does have to pay the hay dvarim, nezik tzari, b'shev, and boy, just like we said before. Same thing applies to a choyv b'chaveira b'yom ha-kippurim. And again, he caused a chabura. If this had been on a Shabbos, person who's oisa chaburi causes nebucha a bloody wound, he'd be over on one of the lambetes malachas in Shabbos, and therefore, again, come live with Rabbine. But our Gemara, our Mishnah, talking about that he didn't do it on Shabbos, he did it on Yom Kippur. Although we think of Yom Kippur as being much more chomer than Shabbos, and certainly in many respects it is, in terms of the five inuyim, you have to fast, etc. But lagabi hilchois melacha on Yom Kippurim, in a sense, it is easier than Shabbos. In which sense? Shabbos chas v'shalom, a person is oiver, and he does one of the lametas melachas mit hasra, mit edim. Chas v'shalom, a person gets misa bidei bezdin. Mashenkin, if a person does melacha on Yom Kippur, it's only, not only, it's Koris Bidei Shemoyim. And therefore, what happens to this daka? This person did it on Yom Kippur. It was Chayv B'Chaveroi. Since there is no din of Misa Bidei Adam, our Mishnah holds, then there is no din of Kam Leib D'Rabba Minei. And therefore, Chayv B'Kulin, you have all five of these Tashlumans, the Nezik Tzari B'Shevet Zabashis. By the way, there is Reb Nechunya ben Hakana, who is not referenced in our Mishnah, however is brought in the Gemara, not today, but you will see. Nechunya ben Hakana holds that the din of Kavan Rabinei even applies to a din of Kareis, because he holds that the din of Kavan Rabinei is K'dei Rishosai Misbar, Mishul Risha Achas at the Mechaivi, Shei Rishiyois. You can't give two punishments. So our Chachamim hold two punishments means that the Bezin Shalmata cannot go and give two punishments. You cannot both at the same time go and give the person Misa and say, and by the way, you have to go and pay as well. Does nish. But Rabbi Shalom, he does his Cheshbonis upstairs. We do our Cheshbonis downstairs. So downstairs we can Mechayiv him Tashlumen, because Hashem will take care of himself upstairs, the Gabi Koris. That's the way our Mishnah holds, and Chunyana kind of holds it, since he gets Koris B'dei Shemayim. And he gets down below, he gets to pay money. So therefore, again, that would be common drabine. But again, our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. And now we continue to the next halacha. Ha-choyvu be'eved ivri. Chas Hashem, someone else goes and gives a chabura to noch ayid. The other yid happens to be Nebuchadnezzar's slave. He's an eved ivri. But he's still a yid. And therefore, chay bekul, and he has to go and pay for all five. With the exception, chutzman hashevis v'zman shehu shaloi. If it's his Eved Ivri, who would he have to go and pay the shevis to? He'd have to pay the shevis to himself. Because who has the right to the mas yadayim, to the salary and to the work product of this Eved? It's Azam Balbus, the odin that owns him. So if this was somebody else's Eved Ivri, I'd have to pay the fourth tashlumen to the Eved Ivri, and the fifth, the Shevis, I'd pay to the Balbus, because after all, the Balbus owns him for the next 6 years, until Yoivel, or what have you. And so therefore, since he owns, what does he own him? He owns the Mas Yadayim, the work product, so then I have to go and pay him the Shevis. So if it's my Eved Ivri, so I can keep the Shevis for myself, I don't have to pay it to anybody, because it's my problem, my unemployment, my disability of my Eved. But that's by an Eved Ivri. If you're talking about Achoyu the Eved Kanani Shalachayim, then Chayim Bekum, you have to go and pay all five. You don't pay it to the Eved Kanani, you go and pay it to the Odai. Rabbi Yehuda Oyim Ein Lavodim Boishes. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree in general, but only four out of the five. I don't agree to the din of Boishes anymore. Already, we had this already yesterday in the Gemara, and we're going to talk about it more in the Amid Beis. By Avodim, there's no din of Boishes, and therefore you only have to go and pay four out of the five. Chayri shoyte v'kon pigiyosan ro'a. Pigiyosan ro'a means stay away from a chayri shoyte v'kon. Why stay away from them? Because you can only get into problems. Achoy u'behan is chayiv. Someone that does a chabura against the chayri shoyte v'kon is chayiv. Because the din of doing a chabura is lav dafka against an adult, lav dafka a person that has all of his mental faculties. If you do a chabura to a child, for instance, a child 5 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, you have the same din as if you're chas v'shalom doing a chabura to an adult. Therefore, chayv ben chayv. However, heim shechavlo ba'acherim. If they did a chabura to somebody else, they up to them. Why are they potter? Because la b'nei dein ninu. Therefore, they don't have all of the chiyuvim, all the oinshim, and therefore they would be potter. So that's why pigiyas and ra. If you have any interaction with a chayv shet v'kot, you can only lose. Heads you win and tails you lose, right? So either way, you're going to go and lose the situation. Heads you lose and tails you lose. Okay, very good. Heads you win and tails I lose. You know, that type of situation. That's the way it goes. Okay, anyway, Nishkanaf committed. So therefore, stay away from them. Now, similarly, not the same, but similarly, we're in the Mishnah on the 5th, 6th line of the Mishnah. Okay? About halfway down the wide line. Whatever the isha pigiyosan ra, starting up with either an evan or a woman, a married woman, pigiyosan ra. Why? Because a chayv behem chayv. Just like we do a chabot to anybody else, we just have evan kanani, evan ivri, you're chayv. The aim shechav lebacherim are peturim, but the only potter, zeitweilig. Zeitweilig means temporarily. Al misham lachazman, but eventually they will have to pay. What do you mean? Because the isha we're talking about is a married lady. A married lady, she doesn't have her own property. whatever she owns belongs to her husband. Masha kanta isha kana bala. So therefore, she doesn't have her own assets. So although you could go and get a psak din for bezin saying that you happen to be chayiv, but she doesn't have assets to go and pay on the psak din, you can get a judgment, but you can't go and exercise in the judgment because there's no asset. Same thing as the gabi and eved. Eved, of course, is not a free person. Eved belongs to whoever he belongs to. And therefore, mashikana eved, kana bala, kana odoin. And then again, they have the same problem. They don't have any money to go and satisfy the judgment. However, nisgarsha isha, what happens if chas v'shalom, she eventually gets a get? Or nishachar eved, if the eved gets freed, then chayam nishalim. At that point, we're expecting that they will come into assets. So even though they cannot satisfy the judgment today, they'll satisfy it in a year, 5 years, 10 years. It remains a permanent responsibility on their records. So therefore, this pigyas and ra is different than the chayshet of the cotton, who are permanently exempt. Of course, when the cotton becomes a gadol, he'll be chayiv, but not on the pre-existing chaburis that he made. Therefore, that's one pigyas and ra. But these pigyas and ra, eved v'isha, it's temporary. Eventually, they're going to have to pay when they come into assets.
Why eved is not like cattle to an owner? The owner pays. The owner's ox gores, owner pays. The owner's eved pays. The course, or the damage that the owner
paid. Frank Goodman, you always ask good questions, Benny. Just like you do, Barry. The Frank kicks him a fortune. I don't know, maybe the Gemara will discuss it.
Right. Yeah. The reason why we don't make him pay is because then the
edit
would constantly cause.
Ah, so you're saying it's Al-Zezer Bonham.
Yeah.
The Gemara elsewhere, Taka says, that men are told the Odin would be responsible to go and pay. But the reason why we give him a p'tur is because otherwise, any time an Eved that wants to tee up a shtickle to his Odin, what he's going to do is going to be mazik everybody from here to there. And there, we had it early in the Masechta. Yeah, we had it early. Thank you very much. Welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. Abidah Tzomachim. Ah! Machkinayin Harem. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah Vaita. Okay, so this is now the mirror image of what we spoke about before. And therefore the Chayim Misa. Or not on Yom Kippur, but on Shabbos. Again, Chayim Misa. Part of Mikul is part from the Allah Dalad Hez, the Allah Chamisha Dvarim. They should Nidin Ben Avshay. Come lay the Drab Minay. Person who does a chabur to his own Evik Kanani, since all of the Tashlumans would go to him anyway, because it's, as Mendy said before, it's his chattel. As a result, therefore, he's part of paying, because he just put it from the right pocket into the left pocket. Rabbeluza asked the following shalat of Rav. Hachoyvul bebask tanna shel acherim. What happens if Chas v'Shalom, a person starts up with and gives a patch nebuch to a basketana of someone else? In other words, not his own daughter, but somebody else's daughter. Then the Gemara refers to basketana. We'll see in the Gemara the Choyra, the same thing applies to a Nara. Rashi just says on these words, Gedoyla vadei dida havia. If she's already a Gedoyla, then certainly she keeps it for herself. Meaning, Gedoyla Choyra when she's a Bogeres. As everybody knows, there are three stages by every girl. Ketana until she becomes Bat Mitzvah. From Bat Mitzvah until 12 and a half, she's a Nara. From Nara after 12 and a half and further, she becomes a Bogeres. So our Gemara asks on Bas Ketana, L'Choyra it's also referring to a Nara. But we'll see, we may have Rayas Lekan or Lekan. Anyway, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, Avada, just like if you do a Chabura to any Ben Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, even a chayr shayt of a cotton, you're always chayv. The question is, who is going to receive the amount of the chamisha dvorim about this bas ketana? Does it go to her, or does it go to her father? Since we know that the father has ul shvachni urim, how do I know that he has a shvachni urim? Like it says in the pasuk, binu re'ah beis avia, that ko shvachni urim liavia. And that's why, as Igmar will say in a moment, if a father marries off his tana or his nara to somebody else, who keeps the money, the kesef kedushin? It goes to the father. So here too, maybe the chabura also goes to the father. My timer. As a result of this mazik going and giving her a clap, now she's worth less. She's worth less on two fronts. Number one, the Gabi Kesef Kiddushin, presumably she'll have less chasanim that would be interested in her, nebuch she has such a chabura. Number two, the gabi din of an ivriya. The gabi ivriya, you have to say the shayla gemara is the gabi basketanim. Because once she becomes a nara, you can't go and sell a girl for amavri. So in that respect, if the afchach mikaspa is talking about sales for an amavriya, it would have to refer davka to a tana, not to an afchach. But anyway, therefore zokti gemara, my time the afchach mikaspa, and therefore that's why I should assume that the father would be entitled to receive this money, the damages of chas v'shalom, his daughter compensation. Oh. Maybe the din of shvachna urim is not referring to all types of income, but only income which is related to marriage. Because after all, the father has every single power. He's totally omnipotent when it comes to marrying off his daughter. He can go marry off to anybody. Doesn't have to be a yachsen, an einikov from the Baal Shem or the from the Vilna Goyen. It could even be Rachas Shalom Mukeshchin. Nebuch, someone who looks very repulsive. The father has that right. Hopefully he won't exercise that right, but he has that right. And therefore, Matzimasa, the Iboyin Lamem Salah, Mukeshchin Matzimasa, if he wants to, he can. And that's why the Torah says, if you marry off to anyone, you keep the money. Abachabala, Kim the Iboyin Mishabba, Lim Matzichabal, what happens if he decides he wants to go and give his daughter a patch, the type of patch that causes a chabura? What's the din? Avadi's not allowed to. Just like they're not allowed to go and cause a wound to anybody else. Rashi says in Yom Beis, because of the din, it says in the Pasik, over al lo Yosef, pen Yosef. Pasik talks about over there, that the din of the Gavi din of Malkis, but we learn from that in Bin Hakoy Sarashi, you're not allowed to go and Chas V'Shalom, give a patch to somebody else that causes Chas V'Shalom a chabura. You shouldn't give a patch to anybody else in general. But certainly the Gavi, if it makes a chabura. So since he doesn't have that right, l'kainli rachmona. So therefore the Gemara Shaila is very simple. That we know that a daughter's income from, for instance, from marriage goes to the father, that's because the father has all the rights given in the Torah to go and marry off the daughter. However, if she has other income in terms of a chabola, chabura, there the father doesn't have the rights over his daughter to chas v'shalom go and give her a chabura, so therefore maybe the money would belong to her and would not belong to the father. That was Rebbe Lozer's shaila to Rav. Amalei, so Rav said, Leizoch satir li'av, aleshvach ne'urim belvad. You're 100% right in asking your question. The only thing the father is entitled to is the kesef kiddushin. He is not entitled to any of the five forms of compensation for a chabura.
What if she works?
So both of your shailas, both Reb David shaila and Reb Barry shaila, the Gemara is going to discuss as we continue down this Amud in Yetz Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, you have such a tzimoyim fatera. You don't want to wait until the Gemara asks it. It's going to be the next tickle, Barry's going to be a little bit further down. Yours is going to be next tickle. Remember, what did Rav say? That all of the compensations go to the daughter, not to the father. A person goes and gives, not a price, the chumz remission, which we just learned in the Amud Aleph. A person gives a chabura to an Eved Ivri, chai bekulin has to pay all five. However, chutz min hashebes bezman shu shalai. If the Eved belongs to him, he can give the shebes, he can keep it for himself. He doesn't have to give it to somebody else, because after all, that disability affects him, the odoin, and therefore he can keep those funds, the funds of the shebes. Okay. So far, that has nothing to do with us. However, since we're talking about an Eved Ivri, and an Eved Ivri we are distinguishing between his own Eved Ivri and an Eved Ivri that belongs to somebody else, his own Eved Ivri, he can keep the Shebis. Somebody else's Eved Ivri, he has to pay the Shebis to the other person, in other words, to the Eved Ivri, or to the other of the Eved Ivri. Now the question is, what is the relevance here? Zoktach Rashi, what happens if his daughter is working and Baruch Hashem she's making panasa? Her mas yadayim also belong to her aviha. So l'chayra, we should say that it's parallel to the din in Eved Ivri. Just like by the Eved Ivri, if it's his Eved Ivri, he can go and keep the sheves because that's income that belongs to him, disability. By his own daughter, her Masidaim also belong to the father. If the Masidaim belong to the father, if she is not able to go and work now because somebody else did a Chabura, then he should be entitled to get that sheves. Why did Rav say that the father doesn't get anything? All the tashlumas belong to the daughter. L'cholapach is the sheves, because he's not getting her masi adayim now, because Nebuch, she's in the hospital and she can't go and produce masi adayim. So that sheves, the unemployment, the disability, should come to the father. Let's look quickly at the Rashi, second line. Zok Rashi. Min ha-sheves v'zman she'eved sheloi. Zok Rashi. V'loi bi'eved di'acher, but not an eved of somebody else. To noisin shiftoi l'rabbi. You don't give the sheves to the Eved Ivri, you give the sheves to the rabbi, because the rabbi owns the masi adayim of that Eved. And therefore, ketanim mias, the Eved Ivri shaloi potter, hoil masi yodav shaloi. So we're distinguishing between somebody else's Eved Ivri and his Eved Ivri, whether he gets the sheves or not. V'ochanami, kim the bitim masi yodav shaloi, lishko sheves dida. Why doesn't he go and collect her Shabbos? Fine, she gets the Nezik, the Tzaripa, and Shabbos, and the Boishes. Thank you. However, the Shabbos should go and belong to the father. The Koshul Rabbi Amalei Zichsotoli Avel Shvachnirim Bilvad, the Vadi Afilo Chabolis Zichsoloi. If he has the right to her Masidayim, then he has the right to the monetary compensation for the absence of the Masidayim by somebody else that caused the Chaburim. In the fourth line, you're absolutely right. So therefore, when Rav said at the top of the Yom, it's talking about four out of the five. The Nezik, and the Tzar, and the Ripui, and the Boishes belong to the girl. The Sheves belongs to the father. Okay, so far so good. Thank you, more about it. Hey, someone who gives a chabura to his own b'nai gadol, his own son that's over bar mitzvah, yitin lo miyad, he should go and pay him right now. In other words, don't postpone anything. You're not going to make a trust fund like the Gemara will say in a moment, but you go and pay him for the chamisha dvarim, as if you hit chas v'shalom somebody else. You're going to pay him. That's exactly b'shev as a bush. B'nai katan, if it's his ben katan, he's not even bar mitzvah yet. Yasa loy segula. What exactly is segula? The Gemara will address on the bottom of the Amud. Poshup shad means to go and put together a trust fund, which is going to hold money, so that afterwards it's going to go and pay his tuition when he goes to kollel, or lahavdil when he goes to college. So that's the segula that's going to go and pay for future expenses. Good. And then the Brisa continues on. Achoy v'bitek tana. Oh, Rachman l'tzana, a person did a chaburah to his own tochter, or his own daughter. Potur. He doesn't have to pay. In other words, he keeps the money. He should have to pay. He doesn't. He keeps the money for himself. If somebody else is a chabura to her chulila, they have to go and give the money to the father. They have to give the money to the father. Wasn't that Rabbi Loza Shaila? Rabbi Loza asked, what's halacha? Choyv b'vask tana shel achayrim. He asked Rav, what's the halacha? So Rav said, "Lizachas early av elishvach neurim belvod." In other words, she keeps all of the damages. To shtei tachdon no. Achayim shechavul b'chayav and litin lavia. It goes to the father. Didn't you just say only the money of the chasana, but not other funds? Everything more hachanami b'sheves. Same teretz as before. Sheves goes to the father because the masi adayim go to the father. But everything else, the nezik, the tzar, ripoy, and boishes, shkoyach, that goes to her and does not go to the father. But now the Gemara asks a steer, you have to answer your kasha, Reb David. You have to answer your kasha. Sadach free. Ah. Exactly. Just the Yiddish kiddevah have to go to. Obim noy godl. It said in the Brice of Negodl Yitl Miyad, he should go and give him immediately. He has to go and give him if he did a chabura. Pray tomorrow, Urim, and he'll ask you a stira. Achoy bebonav bebnoisiv shel achayrim. If chas shalom, a person hits somebody else's children, gidorim, if they're ready, a godl Yitl Miyad, he should go and pay them because they're like regular yid. However, ktanim, if they happen to be ktanim less than bar mitzvah, then yaslam school, like we said before, to put together such a trust fund for future years. Bebonav bebnoisiv shaloi, if it's his own children, is potur. Habatuch the hastira. Before we said b'mnoi gadol yiten loy miyad, and here we're saying b'bonav sheloy patur. Make up your mind. Do you keep the money for yourself, or do you have to go and pay for your banim? Everyone, I'm a loy kasha. Kankish smuch al shulchane, gamish ein smuch al shulchane. Exactly what Reb David was asking before, and that is, if they are supported by the father, they live in the father's household, and he gives them three meals a day, or at least two and a half, plus a little mash, or whatever. Smuch al shulchane, that's one din. Ein smuch al shulchane is a different din. What's the difference between one and the other? As the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Because if they're smuchen al shulchanoi, if now they have their own sources of income, if they are working and they're making money, who should that go to? It should go to the father to defray the cost of the food. Even if they don't give it to the father, but lemaisa, they don't need it to go and support themselves. But if there ain't smuchen al shulchanai, meaning that the father says, I cannot support you, go and make money on your own, what happens if they get now a chabura? And now they're not able to go and work. If we're going to go and give that money to the father, who's going to go and replace the income stream that supported themselves? If ain't smuchen al shulchanai means that they have to support themselves, they have to go and work to go and make their own bread, and to pay for the mortgage or pay for the rent or whatever it happens to be. If Chas Hashem, they now get a chabura, and they're in the hospital, if you're going to say, oh, let's go and pay the income stream now to the father, then who's going to go and pay for the mortgage? Who's going to pay for the rent? Who's going to pay for the clothes? Who's going to pay for the food? They won't have any income. Ah, so that's the difference between the previous price and the second price. The previous price says, is talking about, they're not supported by the father. Oh, the father gives them the chabura. He's got to go and pay them the money to be able to go and pay for their expenses. Mashenke, the second price, are talking about that they are smuchen al shulchanai. So Baruch Hashem, they have nothing to worry about in terms of they don't have to pay the rent, they don't have to pay for food, they are supported. Then Potter, then he doesn't have to give the money to them. He's defraying his own costs. In other words, they cannot produce any income because Nebuch, they're chabura, they're Nebuch in the hospital now. Okay, doesn't make any difference. The income should come to him anyway, not to come to them. They don't need the income because it's smuchen al shulchanai. Loi kashikan smuch al shulchanai, kan kish ein smuchen al shulchanai. The first brisa, in other words, you have two brises here. The first brisa that we said that if Chas Hashalom, a person is choyv b'nei gadol, yitin loy miyad, he has to pay the b'nei gadol, we said that tumbish ain't smuchna shulchanai. Since ain't smuchna shulchanai, if Chas Hashalom, he himself hits his own kids and causes a chabura, the guy's in the hospital, he's at home, he's recuperating, then he told him, yeah, he's got to go and pay him. He's talking about, ain't smuchen al shulchanah. He needs that income to support himself. Let's look in the sefer of that very same b'raisa, the first b'raisa. How does the b'raisa continue? If he went in Chas Hashalom and hit his own daughter, she had a chabura, but he doesn't have to go and pay. They have to go and give to the father. Freitimara, why? Go with the same logic. If we're talking about ein smuchen al shulchanai l'dido by the meisivla, we should have to go and give the money to her to buy a mazoini. She needs to go and have food. She's ain't smuchen al shulchanai according to the first brisa. If she's not smuchen al shulchanai, how has she been eating until now? She supports herself. She's Baruch Hashem. She's making money. But if she's now in the hospital for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, then we should give the money to her and not give the money to the father. Even though there's a famous machlokes throughout Shas, can an Odin say to his Eved, Hetzi Eved, you have to work and work and work, and I'm not going to support you. You have to go and somehow or other work overtime or go and collect food, solicit funds, do whatever you want, but I'm not supporting you. Machloik is whether a person can do that or not. Is Yochel Rav, even according to Maniyam, that a Rav can say to his Eved, I say, imi v'eini zancha, and so therefore, perhaps that would be the same thing with Gabi, a daughter too, and say, daughter, I say, imi, whatever masi daim, you gotta pay me. V'eini zancha, I'm not gonna support you. You will not be samuch al shulchani. Says, no, 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 honey, that's all only an Ebekanadi. To Omalei, that the Odoin has the right, according to this man, the Omar, to say to the Ebed, Avid, Avid, you gotta work for me 9 to 5, 9 to 6. Go around town and see whatever odds and ends you can go and do, whatever work you can go and do, or whatever you can collect, whatever it is, and then you're going to eat. But that's only the Gabin Evid Kanadi. Avid Evid Ivri, Dechsiv Kitoivloi, Imach, Imach Lemachel, Imach Lemishta. He's a fellow Jew. So even though he's technically your Evid, but you have to treat him with respect and reverence like a fellow Jew. That being the case, Madach by an Evid Ivri. You cannot go and say to the Evid Ivri, Aseimi Vianizoncha, but forget. If the Odoin only has limited food, come with me. You're going to share my food. Toivle imach, imach mamachel, ich mamishta. It's like Koshke bita, bita to chavada, ravada. She's certainly no worse and certainly better than Evid Ivri that he cannot go and say, I say imi the eini zoncha. He has to go and support her. If she is giving her masi daim to him, he's got to go and support her. If that's the case, getting back to that original brisa. If you're talking about Ein Smuchan al Shulchanai, she's now independent. She's no longer living with her parents. She has this fancy schmancy apartment on the west side on 95th Street and Columbus in one of the dorms. And therefore she's supporting herself. If Chas HaShalom, after that somebody does a chabur to her, Rachman al-Itzlan, and Nebuch, now she doesn't have her income. How is she going to go and pay her rent? How is she going to go and pay for her food and her clothing and all the rest? Therefore, how can the Braise say Achol Bita Ktanet Potter? And if Achinim Chavul B'Chayom Liten La'Aviyah, the Aviyah should say, sorry fellows, since I don't support her, give her the income stream, give it to her. It doesn't work, doesn't make sense. Everything more akili omer rabba b'reid rav ulu le'inzrach el ha'adofa. Ha'chanam le'inzrach el ha'adofa. Ha'adofa means excess, or what we would call luxuries. What do you mean luxuries? How much does this girl need for her daily or weekly? Let's go make a weekly expense. Weekly expense, she needs $100 to go and cover her food, and she needs it to go and cover her clothes and her rent. She needs $100. As a result of this zetz that this fellow Nebuch gave her, that she's in the hospital and the rest, she's entitled now to go and get $150. Uh-huh. So the $100, since she's not smuchen al shulchanai of the father, the $100 that she needs for her basic living expenses, that goes to her. Otherwise, how is she going to live? But the extra 50, she doesn't need luxuries.
What's this 150? What is
it?
Nezek, it's
Shevis?
Everything.
Nezek, Sarah, she Shevis. What did Rav say? She gets everything. Then he said, that's very different. Because the Masi Daim has to go to the father. But the Masi Daim goes to the father if he's supporting her. If he's not supporting her, then she keeps the Masi Daim for herself. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is that excess of the 150 over the 100, simple arithmetic, 150 minus 100, comes at approximately 50. That approximately 50, that goes to the father. The 100 goes to her. She's not smuch al shulchanai, so she needs that for her daily living. However, the excess funds, those go already to the father.
Hold on a second.
I'm holding on even 2 seconds.
So the 100 of the 150 that she gets, that replaces her income.
Right, and her expenses. Right, exactly.
No, that's like a Shevis.
Right.
What about the Nezek? What about the Tsar?
That goes to the father.
I see. The 150, that's the Shevis, and that goes to her.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the opposite.
It's the other way around. Meaning?
The Shevis goes to the father. And everything goes to her.
Oh, Tzai. All the four go to her, and the Shevis goes to the father. That's the second concept. The top line we had, Rav said, the only thing we give to the father is the Kesef Kiddushim. So he asked the Kasha from the Braisa, no, Shevis is different. He can go and get the Shevis. Why does he go and give, why does the Torah give the father the Shevis? Said Rashi, because her Masi Adayim belong to him. If the Masi Adayim belong to him, if she no longer has Masi Adayim because she's never in the hospital, she lost her arm, she lost her leg, whatever it happens to be, then he doesn't have the benefit of that Masi Adayim. So therefore the Shevis payment, the disability and the unemployment, that goes to the father. That's all in a case where the Masi Adayim that she is producing goes to the father. However, what happens if she doesn't give the Masi Daim to the father because the father doesn't support her? She's not smuch al shulchanai. Then she keeps the Masi Daim for herself. Somebody does a chabura. What happens to that Masi Daim now? Whatever she needs to go and replace her normal income stream, because she's we give to her. Whatever excess we go and give to the father.
Okay, the last sentence. Whatever replacement funds for her income stream. Which of the five is that? That's the
Shevis case.
Okay, so Shevis goes to her. Everything else. So the net, okay, all right.
Didn't we say a lot or two ago that the Shevis really is only the amount that you'd pay for a watchman?
Sure.
But not, in other words, the greater payment comes from the Nezer.
Correct.
So you're only talking here about a minimal payment in Sheva in Shevis to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now what are we talking about? Hadafa. There is no Hadafa. There's only talk about a minimum. We're not basing on what she. We're taking from the Nezek.
What you're asking is that until now she may have been able to go and earn $100. As she marries Kishuin, she's only going to be able to get together $10. Right. You're right. But with the Torah. We keep on losing track over here, me included. The Gemara said that Rav said leizach satay liav leshvach neurim buvot. The shvach neurim means the chasana money that goes to the father.
Right.
The Gemara said not only that, I expanded it that the shevis goes to the father,
right.
But the other four, the nezik, the tzar,
right.
Ripui,
right.
And boishes go to her.
Right.
In the shevis itself, it depends. So those four,
right.
So the fact that she made until now $100 and now she's only making $10, she's getting repaid in the nezik aspect.
Right.
Until now she was
right.
Doing
she
computers
can, right.
And therefore she was making $50,000 a year.
Right.
Now she can only act as work in the kitchen and sweep the floors, so she only gets $10,000 a year. Okay, so therefore the difference between that would be the hezek aspect.
That's correct.
Now, as far as the shevis, from the lower, the shomer kishum that she can do now, that would be the shevis payment. So therefore, she is getting, I would say, Baruch Hashem, she never got a chabura. She's not happy about getting these monies. But now that she got the chabura, she does get the nezik, she does get the tzar, she does get the ripu, she does get the boshes. But she doesn't get the shevis. Shevis depends. If she is going and supporting herself, she's not smuchnal shulchani shul ovid, then the shevis would come to her too. There's no reason why the shevis, yeah. Which is a replacement for the masi
yadayim, that's right.
No reason she go to him, it
right.
Goes to her.
Right.
So you're saying it may be insufficient because of shemeres kishuin, that she has the benefit of the nezik.
That's correct, right. But we said, the father does get the hadafa. Right?
If it's over and above all of these things, there's still plenty of money left over. She doesn't need it for income, then that would go
but
to the fire.
Shevis, she only gets to make sure, essentially. Watch, so there is, how could there be hadafa? What are we talking about?
Hadafa?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Your average individual, not talking about Agamar, average individual, every single penny that he earns, he eats, or some of it hopefully he puts away in savings,
okay.
And he buys extras
so
and stuff like that.
Even Shomer Kishuim, you're saying there may be some hadafa there?
It could be that
he only needs 5 out of the 10.
Number one, and number two, even before she got this chabura, Baruch Hashem, she was working very, very well and very nicely, but she didn't need the entire income to go and take care of her daily expenses or her food. Food cost her every day $10, but she earned every day $25.
So then hadafa went to the father.
Now the shomer kishuin, she's no longer getting 25, she's getting 15, she's getting 12, but she still only eats 10. She has the extra money, it would still go to the father.
Okay.
Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, is what you more about. So that was to M for the first brisa. Now let's go to the second brisa. The Mai Ukimta Lebasraisa. The second brisa, we said it's talking about the Smuchan al Shulchanit. To answer the Stira, it's talking about Smuchan al Shulchanit. Okay, what does it say in the second brisa? Gedoilim Yitin Lehem Miyad, Ketanim Yas Lehem Sekula. If they have to be older, then he has to go and pay them immediately. Ketanim, then he leaves the Sekula, as we'll see later on exactly what the nature of a Sekula is. Now this is not talking about his own children. If you look at the second brisa, remember, 10 lines from the top of the Omid, you have the two dots, skip the next line, Urim Minhu, somebody else's kids, not his kids, somebody else's kids. And we said that this brisa is talking about a case of the Smuchan al Shulchanit. How did I know it's talking about Smuch al Shulchanit? Not from that case, but from the following case, which it says in the Brisa, that Gedoylem Yitin Lamiyad, Ketanim Yazalem Segula, that Bebonav Benoisiv Shaloy is Potter. And we said, why his own children, why be Potter? Why doesn't he have to go and pay them? Just like he has to go and pay somebody else's kids. Why shouldn't he have to go and pay his own kids? So he said, go Smuch al Shulchanit. He's supporting them, so therefore he keeps that for himself. So Freitoch Yetz the Gemara, If that part of the price is talking about smucha shulchanai, then the first part of the price is also talking about smucha mal shulchanai. Not shulchan shaloi, but smucha al shulchan shel aviem, their father. So why does he give to the kids? Yitl hemiyad, somebody else's bana benoisish lachem. Yitl gedoy mitem lahad, miyad, give to the children. Ketana make a school, lachoyim, smucha al shulchan shel aviem, he should have to go and pay the aviem. Zokti Mara my kim to the bas raisa, fourth wide line. The smucha shulchane. Gidoy mitin lahem miyad. Ketanim yaslam school. Amai. Lavim by the maisvei. He shouldn't give the children at all. He should go and pay the father of these kids, because after all, he is supporting them. Evidimor amri ki kapit. The midi de kachaser. The midi de osami alma loy kapit. A father, although of course he wants income, everybody needs income, goes without saying. However, the Gabi, his children, when will he have hakpada? The midi de kachoser, something that he is losing out. The midi de osami almaloi kapit. Stuff that comes in from outside, brand new funds, therefore he had no entitlement. After all, these guys are smuchan al shulchanai, so therefore he pays for their board and keep and all the rest anyway. So now, when they happen to get this bonanza, so to speak, the Nebuchadnezzar l'tzlan, they got a chabura, money's coming in, the father says, you know what? You can go and hold on to it. You don't have to give it to me. The midi de kachose, midi de osami alma, if he has to go and pay for it, is one thing. The midi de kachose mi alma, it's coming from elsewhere, this third party that did a chabura, hold on to the money. Pray timara, this is what Barry asked about 10 minutes ago. After all, if a child finds a metziah, and it's not only a child who's a cotton, the Gemara in Mesechtis Bav Metziah says, the metziahs benoi ubitoi haktanim hari elu shaloi, and the Gemara said it doesn't have to be that he's a physical cotton, even if he's a godly, samach al shulchana, he's called a cotton. If you look at the last Rashi here on the Amid, Vari Metziah that nam Mishnaim Oxen, Metziah's Benoi Uvita Ktanim Hari Elu Shaloi, Vukim Nahasam, God of the Samachal Shulchan Zehu Koton. So Ibazoi, Metziah comes, it's Mamasha Metziah, Loi Chosim Midi, the Osame Alma. Why does the Mishnah in Mesechtes Bam Metziah tell us, Metziah the Alma, Osilahu, Vika Kopit, that the father gets it, Hari Elu Shaloi? You just said now that Midi the Chosim Midi, the Osame Alma, he leaves for the kids and he's not makbid. Everyone amri ravcha deka asilu me alma v'leslu tzara degu faya begava kopid. If you're talking about a metziah which came to them, they're walking down the street, they find a diamond ring, they find a gold watch, they find whatever they find, v'leslu tzara degu faya begava, they had absolutely no tzar in finding this metziah except for perhaps bending over that kopid, and the father says, I want that for me. After all, the children did incur damage over here. There was a chabol against them. And he didn't have to put his hand in his pocket to pay for it. This is somebody else paying for that chabura. Like Kapi says, you know, you deserve it. After all, you lost your arm, you lost your leg, you broke your arm, you broke your leg, you're in the hospital, you deserve those funds. But if you went to walk down the street and found a metziah, then the father said, that I want to keep for myself.
When they're talking about, anyway, about the Shevis, right? Mm-hmm. All the others do go to the...
Well, the difference with Gabi, the Shevis, the only more distinguished only the Gabi Bitrei Haktan.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a Benoi HaGodl or Benoi HaKotan, then there is no Svar of the Shvach Nu'urim. Right. Therefore, if they're getting it, they're getting everything. If they're not getting, they're not getting anything. We don't make that distinction with Gabi.
By Eved Ivri.
And then Limar says, Kosh came the Gabi Bita.
Right, so Kosh came and all the other.
Yeah, but he's not supporting the children. Back in that second Brisa, when it said, Benoi Godel Yitin Lemiyah, that was the first Brisa. Yeah. And the second Brisa said, Babonov, Benoisiv Shaloi, Potur. Then if he himself hit his own children, then he's Potur. The reason why he's Potur is because there's Mukhna Shulchanai. The first Brisa is talking about Benoi Godel when he wasn't Samachal Shulchanai, and therefore he has to go and give them the income. Frankly more about Hossam, the Isla Tsara de Gufa, Umi Alma Kaasila, the Kakopit. Let's go back to the first Brisa. The first Brisa is talking about the person made a Chabura. Who do you make a chabura to, for instance, to his own daughter, Rachmanislan? Achoy will be tektana, he's potter, they have to go and pay the father. She had a tzar de gufa. Somebody made a chabura, and Nebuch gave her Nebuchadnezzar a chabura that there was a wound that she had damages. Umi alma ka'asila, and somebody else did it. He didn't do it himself. Somebody else. Achedim shechavlu ba v'kakopid, and he is makbid. He does get that income. Diktani v'loy oid. We're now quoting from the first brisa. V'loy oid el achedim shechavlu ba chayavin liten la'avia. That other people that went and did a chabur against her, then they are chayiv to go and give and pay to the father. I don't understand why they have to pay the father. After all, didn't we say that if it's a tzara de gufa, umi alma kasila, he doesn't have to put his hand in his pocket. Somebody else has to go and pay. We said that he's not mak, but he says, yeah, you can go and keep the funds. But here it says, no. Achenim shechav luba chayav liten le'avia. Why? After all, they had tzara de gufa, mi alma ka'asila. Didn't we say before he's not makbid? You can hold on onto the funds yourself. If it's a metzia that you didn't have any tzara de gufa, then I want it. But if you had to incur the pain and the suffering, then you can keep it. Here it doesn't say that. It says achenim shechav luba chayav liten le'avia. Everyone amri hasen the gaver kab donahu. To ain't smuchen al shulchana yafel b'midi the last lume alma the absolute alma is kapit hachad lav garik abdanahu the smuchen al shulchana ki kapit b'midi the gachasalei the absolute alma loy kapit. The Gemara is a very interesting text. The Gemara is saying is that the difference between the first brisa and the second brisa, which we already said 20 lines ago, here's talking about smuchen al shulchana, here's talking about ain't smuchen al shulchana. It's not just talking about that those are the facts. That in one case he's supporting them, and therefore extraneous income, external income should come to him. But in those cases where he's not supporting them, they should be able to keep that income for themselves. Says Gemara, it really is broader than that. In which way is it broader? Why taka are his children not being somach al shulchanai? After all, we're talking about bitei haktana. We're talking about his children who are ktanim, that he has to go make a segula. Sigmar says talking about Ainav Smuch al Shulchanai. Why are they not Samach al Shulchanai? It's Benoi Katan. Why shouldn't they be Samach al Shulchanai? Says Imar, because this is a difficult character. He's a Gavra Kapdonahu. How do I know that he's a Gavra Kapdonahu? He doesn't even support his own kids, and he says to his own kids, go and make your own money. You worry about yourself. I'll worry about me. You'll worry about you. That's a good father. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's a father who's a gavra kabdonahu. So ain't smuchen al shulchanai. It's a filu b'midi di osel me alma. Even the case where his daughter Nebuch, who is not supporting, and Nebuch she got azetz, it's a chabura. And guess what the din is? Achedim shechavlu b'chayav and liten lavia. It's not true. It's the gavra de hadafa, because that's the income stream that she needs for herself to go and support herself. That she gets. But the extra, that goes to me. Why should it go to you? It's tzara de gufa. Asalu me alma. We said before, a father is not makbid. This father is makbid because he is not supporting them. He is a difficult guy. However, the second brisa, hochad lav garve kabdonahu, I see he's a good guy, a nice father, the way he's supposed to be. So smucha shulchanoi. Ki kakopid, when is he makbid mitid de chosib day? If he has to go and write out a check and give a check to his own daughter, that's one thing. But that he has to take money out of the bank account. That means the Oslumi Alma, monies that come from outside, like up and then he's not makbid. Says, since you had tzara de gufa, you can keep the money for yourself. So therefore, the difference between the first price and the second price is not just a question of smuch al shulchanai or not, but also whether he is a captain or not. Since he's a captain in price number one, he says, any extra penny I want it, even though you've gone through pain and suffering, humiliation, hospitalization, it's extra, I want it. Second price says, no. He's a good man, he's smuch al shulchanai. He says, it's yours, you had the tzara de gufa, you can keep it for yourself. Now we mentioned a couple of times that if it's a b'nai cotton, you have to go make a segula. What is their segula? So we have here a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rav Huna. My segula, Rav Chisda, Omar Sefer Torah, Rabbi Rav Huna, Omar Dikla, the Ochel Minei Tamri. The second pshat of Rabbi Ravuna is easy to understand. Nebuch, this child, has gotten a chabura. He may not be able to work for a while. He may have a permanent wound, a permanent injury. So we go and make this trust fund that we spoke about before. He's going to go and buy for him a dikla, a tree, the ochel minei tamri, from which he will be able to go and get smarim. The reason why the Gemara refers to this tamri, we have many times in Shas that in Bavel, smarim were plentiful. To the point that one of the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael moved to Bavel, and he said, how am I going to support myself? And then he saw all these delicious tamarim, which were very, very cheap. There was a huge supply of tamarim in the marketplace, and he says, I don't understand, people should be learning Yom Valayla. For nothing, you can go and buy three meals a day of tamarim. And he bought tamarim, and he ate them, and afterwards he had tremendous shilshul. Shilshul in Hungarian is hashmanesh, in English it's called diarrhea. And he says, now I understand why people have to make a living. You can't just live on tamarim alone. Only the Marie Antoinette said, if you don't have bread, you're going to eat cake. But here, if you don't have tamarim, you got to eat something else. You can't just live on tamarim alone, because you just got a lot of shilshul. But anyway, what do we see from that Gemara? We see from that Gemara that tamarim was a major food item in Bavel. So therefore it makes sense. Go invest in tamarim futures, date futures. Mitzvah for a future date, you'll have future dates. Therefore, Zot Gemara, that would be a good type of trust fund to go make for this child. What's Rav Chisda Svara? Rav Chisda Svara is, do you think you only live on Gashmias? The Iker is the Neshama has to have bread for its soul. Rav Chisda says you have to have, who's going to go and support the Neshama of this young kid? If Nebuch, if he happens to be wounded and if he has a terrible mortal wound. So you have to buy him a Sefer Torah. So now we think to ourselves, ah, Sefer Torah, how many children, how many people have Sefer Torah? That's because, of course, today you can go and buy printed Svarim relatively cheaply. In the good old days, there was no such thing as printed Svarim. So if you wanted to learn Chumash, you couldn't buy a Chumash. Whether it's an art scroll Chumash, a Sensina Chumash, an other type of Chumash, a Hertz Chumash, a regular simple Chumash, no such thing existed. The way you wanted to learn Chumash was buying a Sefer Torah. Therefore, we want to guarantee that this boy doesn't become an Am Aretz for the rest of his life, you buy him a Sefer Torah. Yeah.
It said, Girls
is also supposed to. First of all, the Gemara is only talking about Benoy.
Look at
the second Braisa.
Yeah, Yasam Skula.
You're good, it's a good, if right, good. I don't know. Maybe girls, maybe, yeah, maybe Nisht. Girls are allowed, certainly allowed to learn Torah Shebichsav, that's for sure. But whether or not we should go and buy a Sefer Torah for them, it's a good point.
But
yeah, what's up
to? So,
yeah.
How would the.
It means future income.
Yeah.
Right, so.
So, is it that you go.
Just like you need. It could be, but it could be what the Gemara is saying is. I'm not only concerned about this person's gashmius, I'm also concerned about this child's rachnius. For him to be totally illiterate for the rest of his life, but have food, that's a terrible situation. So, a comparable, a parallel situation would be that he, Baruch Hashem, is a Talmud Chacham, but he's missing food. So, you have to have him in Kemach, in Torah, in Torah, in Kemach. So the question is, what you're saying is we should really do a little bit of both. Buy a baby, a small Sefer Torah, that you use, the children use for hakafas, and at the same time, we'll have a smaller tree, not a big tree, a small tree. So
could we possibly say that you want, it's a trust fund, and since it's Sefer Torah, you'll be able to, it would be well preserved, because mm-hmm. it's a Darshan Fusha, and people watch it. So when he gets older, you can sell it.
You're not supposed to sell Sefer Torah.
Pardon? If he has to get married, though, or has to make Aliyah.
Yeah, for certain circumstances.
To borrow against him, so you.
Very good.
They say, why did the Kamin put a fence around the Torah?
Because
they wanted a safer Torah.
Oh, very good. Shelly's not here. What a safer Torah. Very good.
Worth waking up
to. Now we go back to the top of the Amud where Rav started off. Rishlakish says, Rav, I'm with you. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu pitzia, even pitzia, you have to go and pay for her. Now, what's ice pitzia? Pitzia means even if it's not a big wound, if it happens to be like a small wound, which is not even visible, a scar on her back, l'moshel, where nobody sees it except for her husband, perhaps. But the point is, even pitzia, you have to go and pay to her. The whole shaila that the Gemara started off with, that Reb Lozer was asking of Rav, when do we give the chabura to the father? He was talking about the type of chabura, the afchasa mikaspa, which is taka strong wound, that chas shalom, she loses an arm, a leg, or this, or that, or the other thing. Al betzia, do lay afchasa mikaspa, lay come a boyale. What would be the shiloh over there? Gzumtait. Yishakti yamara, amrab yoysi rab chanina, shepatim befanea, the afchasa mikaspa. This wasn't like you thought in the Havamina, the type of scar that is not visible, but this is the type of scar which is visible. It's not only a psi, it's not a chabura. But she has nebach, agamsa cut on her face, and they were not able to go and save it with plastic surgery, and she has a terrible scar on her nose, on her face, etc. In such a case, but b'fenev, afchasa mikaspa, says Rashi, afcha mikaspa, bar biyodin lamoicha. So this causes taka a major income loss for him, because if this is a ktana, and he wanted to go and sell it either for an omivriya or in marriage, the fact that she has this terrible scar on her face, this also affects her, not necessarily her income stream, but it certainly affects her marketability, both as an omivriya as well as for a kala. In such a case, it does go to the father after all. So therefore, if somebody asks you, what's the din by a person who gives a chabola to a girl, to a ktana? According to Rav and according to Rish Lakish, the Torah only gave him the Dmei marriage, the word, the money of Kesef Kedushin, as well as Sheves. But even in Sheves, it depends whether Mas Yedel Yavi or not, whether she's Mukhan al Shulchana or not. But that's according to Rav and according to Rish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, however, we say everything goes to the father, even Betziah, even a scar. Why even a scar? Because even a scar can go and affect her Afachsa Mikaspa, her marketability. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. See you next week. Money.